Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Juggle the Rider Radio with your host, Avid, co-host Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. You know what? I'm going to play some motherfucking tracks here. And, you know, we're going to kick things off. We play fucking Hellbound with fucking Blood Preacher. But I think we should definitely kick it off with some motherfucking Docking. So here we go, Dream Warrior. motherfuckers up next. Anthrax. Fight them till you can't beat them.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Ah, motherfuckers. Up next. You know what? I want to go to motherfucking Megadeth. Just because of the fact I made an option in the poll. That's up on the JRR Street Team group page. Also, if you go to All Juggalo Chat, I put that same poll up in there for motherfuckers to vote on. And, you know, of course, Megadeth, Anthrax, they are two of the options that I that I put up in that shit. So, let's get some motherfucking Megadeth with it. We're gonna go with Moto Psycho. Uncontrollable.
Everybody runs when they see the blood stains. I'm uncontrolled. my mind, misleading myself, pretending period of time, and you don't know me, so you don't understand how fucking crazy it gets, and I just go psycho, innocent bystanders caught in the mix, and you don't know me, so you can't feel the pain constantly in my brain, and I just go psycho, everybody runs when they see the blood.
Next, we're gonna go with a little old school here. Twisted, old school pervert.
If I licked your pussy, would you suck my dick? I got you moaning like the bitches in the porno flick. Pull your panties to the side so I can dig you out. Cause I'm the old school pervert. You know what I be all about? I'm looking for a girl with some fat lips and some nice hips. A honey dip to come equipped with some big tits. Baby, you're the bomb, and I heard your pussy sweet like candy. And you be having niggas down to be down like brandy. But what I wanna know, are you a freak? Can we bust some 6-9 skin? My backseat on the creep. Move, what I gotta prove? Girl, you heard the song, your pussy is my weakness, and I'm feeling cock strong like He-Man. So who do I be, man? You're calling me sick, but you're the one that's tongue kissing your girl after she sucked my dick. Playing role games where my dick swing. I'll be Indiana Bones in the Temple of Poon Tang, fucking that cunt like a maniac, steaming up the back windows of my 86 Pontiac. Aphrodisiac, Spanish fly in your drink. By 10 o'clock at night, I'll be fucking you on the sink. I can tell you're coming by the way you scream and moan. I bet you dream about fucking when you be all alone. But now I'm with you, unleash emotions of ecstasy. Cause you with the old school P-R-E-R-T. Every bitch wants to be fucked. Every nigga wants to be sucked. And if y'all lying, y'all still tons of fronts. Every bitch wants to be fucked. Every nigga wants to be sucked. And if y'all lying, y'all still tons of fronts. Discriminate on ass or pussy the same. I fuck the gangsta bitches, preppy hoes, and all the plain chains. It don't matter if you're black, white, red, or brown. Cause I got enough dick to spread around the town. To the little yellow girls with the slanted eyes, I wrap a bow around my dick and then I yell surprise. And to the sisters, and to the sisters, I love it when you shake that ass and say lift the bones. You do it like nobody can. That's right, honey, I'm the pervert man. I have you grabbing on your ankles and spreading your toes. Cause I'ma fuck you till you get a bloody nose. White hoes, I love you cause you be so sneaky. Pulling your panties down trying to get freaky. Fingering your pussy cause you know that's what I like. Girl, you getting fucked tonight, that's right. To the pretty Arab girls in the supermarket, I love to lick your pussy floating on a magic carpet. To the romantic bitches fucking on beaches in the sand, I'm like an Eminem, I come in your mouth, not in your hand. Long lasting like a Duracell at the motel. I won't tell if you don't tell, watch my dick swell. And give a couple licks like a lollipop. Cause I can't and I won't stop till I see your panties drop. Then I drop my load like a washing machine. Then I'm on my way to find another pussy to please. I'm a every bitch wants to be fucked. Every nigga wants to be sucked. If y'all lying, y'all just up towards your front. Every bitch wants to be fucked. Every nigga wants to be sucked. If y'all lying, you up towards your front. We're a prophylactic cause I don't be no idiot. I ain't trying to get sick up with no silly shit. But let's get back to the story. I'm busting up in the morning glory. I can't afford a shorty. I can barely I know you like to fuck that way. I watch you sway to every song that the radio play. All I can say is I know you want it, you really want it. And if you ain't gon' give up the ass, please don't flaunt it, cause that would make you a front hoe. Really though, if you put a quarter in my pocket, I'll give you a freak show. To the freaky hoes, if that's an ambition, okay. I got body oil, riding cross, handcuffs, whips and chains. I'ma do the do with every one of you and you. I'm the old school pervert, baby, I thought you knew. Every bitch wants to make a pervert, every nigga wants to be sucking your hands off in the torture seat. Every bitch wants to make a pervert, every nigga wants to be sucking your hands off in the torture seat. Every bitch wants to make a pervert, every nigga wants to be sucking your hands off in the torture seat. Every bitch wants to make a pervert, every nigga wants to be sucking your hands off in the torture seat. Every bitch wants to make a pervert, every nigga wants to be sucking your hands off in the torture seat.
And we're back. But anyways, let's go with another track. I say Steve Stone. Let's see what track would be good by Stevie Stone to go with. I say Grave Digger. bathroom heard. My bad, I talk while I fucking type sometimes. But let's go another track by Stevie Stone. This cruise is dope. This is Get Out of My Face featuring Chris Calico.
You ain't got no money, yeah. If you ain't got no money, yeah. If you ain't got no money, get the hell up out my face, get the hell up out my face, huh. Get up out my face, uh-huh. Get the hell up out my face, and if you got the money, let me spend it, spend it.
I'm gonna make a little dough, I'm gonna spend a little cake. Put it all on a plate. Got a little bit of room, got an appetite, mate. Waking up by the lake, waking up by the lake, I wake and bake. Put the cookie in my face, put the cookie in my face, let me get a little taste. She bad, she ducked and then she teasing. She make me spend my money, my offer in the peasing. I make the money rain on her, picking up the pace. How about
you? Ain't got no money, get the hell up out my face.
Yeah, man.
You ain't got no money.
Okay.
You ain't got no money.
Okay.
Name on them, snake in the back. You ain't gotta ask, he got his chain on them. Don't claim no game, even though got his flame on them. Shame on them, excited, invited them, so we came on them.
Calibrate,
suited and booted, ready for baby to toot it. If she cute, then I ruin the money's while they pursuing them. I don't save them, but give them a little taste. And if you ain't got no money, get the hell up on my face, okay?
All right, yeah, we back. All I was, I gotta say, you know, I fucking love my metal. I'm just, I don't know what it is. I got, you know, say once, I'll say it again. Before the low, I was a metalhead. Still am a metalhead. And, you know, I love it. I'm proud of being a juggalo, and I'm loving proud of being a metalhead. And the fact that I can combine both of them up on the JRR is fucking sick and amazing. And honestly, you know, that's, you know, the fact, you know, that we've had so many, you know, we've had, like, quite a few different fucking metal bands up on here. You know, I mean, shit, man, fucking, we've had Kitty, we've had Gwar, we had fucking Curse Your Name. Those that don't remember Curse Your Name, these go by the name of Cinderback up on fucking Battle for Ozfest. I mean, it's just been such an amazing experience that, you know, like, having bands like them up on here. And of course, you know, of course, we've had Ice-T, who was a part of the metal band Body Count. And for those who remember Body Count. But, you know what? I'm watching fucking that metal show. And they're doing the thing with fucking Tony Iommi. I think it's time for a little Crazy Babies.
Down soon, or everyone will know.
right, I'll be back. Up next, you know what? It's got some good old homies of ours by the name of Property 6. This is One Life.
Childhood tears got me fighting fears. It got me running in circles when the devil's near. My inner strength got me dealing with the evil twist. When my brain starts to bounce, I start to reminisce. Vocabulary of a man with so much to give. Growing up with no father is the way to live. Crossroads of addiction is the way of life. It got me wondering, will I ever have a kid and a wife? Realize, visualize, I hit the bottom of the barrel. Hope you touch on my body to make me sterile. Look down my barrel, fuck humanity. It's insanity, feels like gravity. Because this planet got me feeling the pain, and this world got me locked up in chains. I got one life. Tradition, they got me locked behind windows up in these windy conditions. With the power of God, I'm gonna lose your dimension. But my spiritual brain got me really tension. Cause stuff's in a bad thoughts made my brain rot. I'm fed up with the way that my life is turning out. Screaming, please help me now, but nobody hears my shout. Only day, just for day, the only day to give up. And still then, keep your motherfucking head up.
Chill. Yeah, me and Ghetto ended up scaring off that chick Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
And she was annoying as all shit. Just want to slap the shit out of her. Through the phone.
Damn.
But, yo, let me explain how people are going fucking nuts up in, all Juggalos chat right now. Nah, man, they got put up like a little poll up on there for people to fucking vote on. Say who they be who they most be excited to hear be interviewed up on JR. Let's see, we got 2 votes for Mushroom Head, even though he wouldn't did that, so that one's out. 2 votes for Head PE, 2 votes for Metallica, 1 vote for Anthrax. Of course, they're all bands that you probably never heard of because they're way before your time. So what the fuck happened last week, man? Like, you were here and then you just like bounced out and left us.
I don't know. Fucking did something. I saw it. Tried calling this shit one go through.
Man, you need a new phone.
I don't know, maybe.
Or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is there anything that you would like to hear since Destiny no longer exists? Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. By the way, where the fuck were you last night for Hell's Pit night?
Oh, shit, dude. I was helping my uncle fucking take down ceilings. We didn't get back to like damn midnight. Fucking tired as fuck. Got in the shower and fucking passed out. I was going to call, but I fucking passed out.
You were helping him take down what?
Ceiling. Taking down
the fuck were you taking, why the fuck were you taking down a ceiling for?
No, ceiling. We were fixing that ceiling for, I don't know, I was getting paid, though. Shit was fucking tired as fuck. But we got to do some more drywall. Putting some more drywall on.
Yeah, you won't catch me doing that shit. Fuck out of here.
Shit, I got to get money, you know?
Well, then this is what you do.
Yeah.
You go find a prostitute, you fuck her, and instead of you paying her, you have her pay you.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't pay prostitutes, they pay me.
Exactly, there you go.
Hell yeah. Fucking, what was it, me and my uncle was on our way to Home Depot to get some shit. This guy fucking playing some music. He's like, money this, money that, money, money. He's like, dude, shut the fuck up. That's all it was. Fucking says nothing but fucking money. He's like, say something else besides fucking money. Fucking retarded.
Either A, he was black, or B, he was Mexican.
He was black. I'm like, dude, fuck your shit. All he's talking about money. He's like, say something else besides fucking money. My money do this.
I mean, the only reason I said Mexican is because, like, you know, you said Home Depot.
I was like, I don't know. It was just weird, right? Just fucking this black dude in this Lincoln. Hilarious. Got all blasted up. My money do this. Money, money, money. He's like, oh, shut the fuck up with your fucking money. Who the fuck say it's money?
Yeah, he was probably a drug dealer.
What's that?
I mean, shit, man. Black dude driving a Lincoln and from Home Depot. Yeah, more likely he's a drug dealer.
I bet. Then the other day we saw a crackhead up in there. Shit was fucking weird.
But I wonder what the fuck is up with all these motherfuckers that are liking fucking the gay shit, like fucking Lil Wayne. What the hell is wrong with y'all motherfuckers?
They on that fucking codeine shit. Fuck that shit. Retarded ass shit. That nigga almost died and people still fall. They say I retard smoking weed and drinking. So this nigga does codeine. Come on.
Yeah, he almost killed himself. Unfortunately, he survived.
They call me retarded for smoking and drinking. So that nigga almost fucking died of codeine. Y'all call me retarded because he's famous? No, fuck you. Y'all retarded. You still falling in him. Fuck
like
that.
I said, unfortunately, he survived.
Fuck, aw, man. It's not unfortunately. Fortunately, I wish that shit didn't happen. I would laugh my ass off when that shit happened. People were pissed off. Look at what that nigga gets.
Man, no. I said, unfortunately, he survived. He should have died from that shit. He said, unfortunately. What the fuck is that with you?
Straight up, man. First, it's all about pussy money weed. Now it's pussy money weed and codeine. Nah, nigga, fuck that. Hell no.
What the fuck are you watching?
Who, me?
Oh, the invisible man behind you.
I'm some big hoodoo.
Hey, but like, oh, I hear your fucking music in the background. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't even have that shit all the way. I was fucking still on some shit.
I need more cigarettes.
Damn. I need some. Ah,
there we go. Now we got one vote for Megadeth. There we go. Now shit's getting fucking interesting here.
What's going on over there?
Well, let's see. Well, three votes for Head PE. Three votes for Mushroom Head, even though we already had Mushroom Head, so that's out the fucking window there. Three votes for Metallica, one vote for fucking Anthrax, one vote for Megadeth.
Have time for this Facebook. Sure.
Like I said, man, I put up a poll asking people, you know, who they'd be most excited to hear be interviewed upon JR. yeah. And this is going for the nuts.
Oh, I bet.
I'm going to vote myself. I'm going to vote for Motorhead.
Sure.
The Motorhead would be the shit to have up on here.
Oh, yeah, that would.
Even though that just might happen, that just might be a possibility, considering the fact I found the contact email for their manager. So hopefully, and just hopefully, shit just might get real. And might be we'll either have Anthrax or Motorhead, or maybe both. We'll find out.
At least if that shit goes well, should be the dumbest.
I mean, yeah, you know, I like fucking, you know, interviewing, you know, artists, you know, like Tech Nine and all them. But at the same time, you know, we gotta switch shit up, and you know, and bring them fucking motherfuckers, you know, that you normally wouldn't expect to hear on a Juggalo rivalry, on a Juggalo station, such as like, you know, Motorhead, Anthrax. I mean, come on, like, you would never expect to hear fucking someone like Motorhead or Anthrax or fucking Metallica or Slayer up on here. And honestly, I want to do something that, you know, that nobody would ever expect to hear.
Oh, yeah.
So, but since you're playing Big Hoodoo, I said we go with some Big Hoodoo.
Yeah, all right, for sure, I'm up for it.
Let's see here, what track should we go with? What track? I say Spells featuring ICP.
Yeah, I'm listening to that right now. Oh,
Spell or Conceal. You gotta be careful with Spell or Conceal. It's real black magic in your mouth. Spell or Conceal. You can't fuck around with those. I needed a love potion to make her think I'm hot. That spell's a piece of cake. Easy to pull off, not. Couple chickens, you know, dig out the remains, toss it into the
over. Now you pay the money.
I told her, fuck you, and said, I ain't paying shit. She cut the strand off my dreadlocks and said,
you pay with this.
Said she hexed me, said I'll forever be a clown. But the thing she didn't realize is me. Shit, I'm down. Wherever that lady is today, I'd like to say thank you. Even though you probably dead in hell, would a demon spank you?
I was about to tell this one chick to fuck it at me, but then I went through her music and I saw she's got shitty artists. I'd be shit, man. I'm going through this shit. She's got the likes of fucking, let's see here. Rihanna sucks. Owl sucks. Soulja Boy definitely sucks.
For sure.
Fucking, let's see, who else is, she had that really sucked ass. Let's see, Lady Gaga.
Kanye West sucks.
Drake didn't, she had up on there.
That's just Eminem.
Let's see. Maroon 5.
Fucking hey, big time rush.
hey, BTR is actually pretty good.
Hops in a kill. That sounds so good.
Let's see, Wiz Khalifa. She's got added to her fucking page. Machine Gun Kelly. This dumb bitch named Etchy, who sucks ass. Pitbull.
Jay-Z.
I ain't seen no Jay-Z up in there, but I saw Adele. Pretty Spears. Chris Brown. Carrie Underwood. Yeah, this bitch, I'm not letting this bitch add me ever.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if she looks sexy and has some nice titties or not. Fuck out of here.
Straight up. Get the fuck out of here.
What do you want? You're gonna seriously be a fan of them? You're obviously retarded. I mean, you know, like I said, she looked good. She got some nice fucking titties. But, absolutely horrible, horrid taste of music.
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible.
I mean, come on. Like, why the fuck would you even like or fuck with those assholes? They suck. They ain't got no good music.
Yeah.
Obviously a retard for liking them.
Fucked up.
Let's go check on the fucking polls again. See who's winning this time. You know, one thing I don't think I've ever been able to figure out and get is people are called into a radio station, but yet listening to music in the background. Chill.
I'm sorry.
You're called into a radio station. If you want to hear something, just request it.
Yeah, for sure. So, what is it tonight?
That's just fucking whatever the fuck you want to hear.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Shit, let's see.
Did you just ask if we have any Blaze? Man, I don't expect you just, for asking that question.
I was just wondering. I didn't know. Fuck it, hey.
This is Juggalo Rider Radio. So, yes, we have Blaze.
Do you got shotguns, bro?
Of course.
Man,
there we go.
Everybody get your shotgun, double barrel, sold off, stay strapped, homie, this shit is about to pop up. B.I.B.A.D. from way back in the day, with that I don't give a fuck about your sad type mentality. I shoot you in the day, let my heat stay on toast, and Grundy build a casket for you, soon as you a ghost. I got an itchy trigger finger, and I'm scratching like a DJ, 15 cells in my pocket, who wanna see me, Jackie stay on foe. Ice cold, and my homeboy rapping to a chicken that he know. And come a car up the street, rolling real slow. We don't wanna be baby G hanging out the window, looking close like he knows me. Fuck set, fuck socks, flatted his ass all over Tommy's upholstery. Trying to play me closely, but my approach be buck them all till they fall with my shotgun.
Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel, sawed off, they strap, homie. This shit is about to pop off. With that, I don't give a fuck about your set time mentality.
Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel, sawed off, stay strapped, homie. This shit is about to pop off. B.I.B.A.G. from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your set time mentality.
If I keep myself alive, something just might happen. Like my gun clapping or a motherfucker's head cracking. My nerves are shot, I'm sweaty and hot. Always shaking, looking just like Michael J. Fox. Save me, help me, take me out this mind frame. What I done jumping on you hoes, cause I'm insane. Me and Cody be getting Grundy in the hood. Knocking down your doorway, jacking all your goods. Look into the barrel of my shotgun, watch yourself. Fucking with me is just bad for your health. So when you see me coming, best be thinking whether you wanna live or die. Because my anger's increasing, so watch out, cause we ain't playing. Move the fuck over. All up in our face, acting like we know ya. But if you really wanna get that close, then prepare yourself to be filled with hoes.
Shotgun, shotgun, double barrel, sawed off, stay strapped, homie. This shit is about to pop off. B.I.B.A.G. from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your set time mentality.
Shotgun, shotgun,
double barrel, sawed off, stay strapped, homie. This shit is about to pop off. With that, I don't give a fuck about your
set
time mentality.
Sawed off shotgun and I'm about to dump. Sipping on some syrup, speakers on pump. Cruising down 7 Mile, cash better pal. You think my shotgun won't blast better foul? I'm all cheddar style, throw your body off Belle Isle Bridge. Don't push me cause I'm over the edge. Ben fell off the ledge with a hole in my head. Only reason Colton Grundy see me cause he been dead. Boy, I'm nothing to play with. My shotgun murdered 9 federal agents. I kill them all agents. Blood stain the front pages. This shit is outrageous. Me plays an ABK. Need to be locked in cages. Police been after me. I caused a catastrophe. All because my shotgun said blasphemy. Now another shotgun cash.
Shotgun, shotgun. Double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie. This shit is about to pop off. B.I.B.A.G. from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your set time mentality.
Shotgun, shotgun.
Double barrel sawed off. Stay strapped, homie. This shit is about to pop off. B.I.B.A.G. from way back in the day. With that, I don't give a fuck about your set time mentality.
Four bullets left in my pocket, I'm a madman. Three more people wanna test me. Three bullets left in my pocket, I'm a madman. Two more people wanna test me. Two bullets left in my pocket, I'm a madman. One more person wanna test me. One bullet left in my pocket, I'm a madman. So nobody wanna test me.
Damn! Fuck! I ran out of motherfucking ammo. motherfucking box of shells I got in the glove compartment. And what the fuck are you?
We're back. I didn't get him done because, damn, he's actually late as a motherfucker tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, like, yesterday he was here, well, semi-early. But, so again, maybe the reason why he's late is because he was afraid that, it might show back up again.
Who are you talking about, Destiny?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
fucked up. How the fuck, man, like, she called in last night being fucking retarded.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, come on. She called in from her number, and then she has some stupid app on her phone that allowed her to call in for a second time. They've been on the fucking soundboard twice with a different number. I mean, like, seriously? You're gonna do that? Fuck out of here. Well, it's all good because she's not here tonight. But damn it, I want motherfucking, the fuck is it? George Lopez to come on. But no. You have to go through like that entire fucking thing of friends for that to come on. Fuck out of here.
Straight up. Fuck, man. That's bullshit. Gotta wait for someone like that. Fucking don't come on until they play a marathon or some shit.
Man, it's like a fucking friends marathon. So that fucking, I don't know what time it started, but it needs to end. Immediately.
Straight up.
But since Gail's not here yet, I think I'll just go on another track here. Let's go with something random.
Alright.
Something completely and totally random.
Okay.
I say we go with
the first day back to school, cutting up in class, acting like a tool. Friends are rolling in, we started talking about the summer. DJ saw Twilight.
Bummer.
I spoke up and I asked my friends, are there any new girls, 9 to 10? Hoping a few hotties had moved from other cities, and in walked a girl with big old bitties.
Woo!
I can't believe my eyes, in a contest they'd win first prize. Double D guarantee, I was checking the size. It's like two beach balls in a shirt disguise. For Earth and Mars, having some fun. Wait, I take that back, it's like two of the sun. But at this point, I let my mind run and drifted off, thinking about them big old bitties.
Ha! Big old bitties.
Mount Fuji brought its twin.
Big old bitties.
Two felons in a shirt.
Big old bitties.
I put books in my lap.
Big old bitties.
Head bobbing as she walked.
Big old bitties.
Oh my god!
Big old bitties.
With test tubes, couldn't take my eyes off the new girl's chest. Boo! Wasn't paying attention, got busted, had to serve detention. In biology, we talked about the bees, the best kind of bees. I can't believe my mind. I hold a poker face to wear two of a kind. With each step of rest getting redefined, I'm making my move, I'm thinking it's time. I'm gonna ask her to prom, and in my head, she responds,
"You're the bomb."
Feeling nervous, so I count to three. I like your boobs, go to prom with me?
Ha! Tig old bitties.
King Kong boobs.
Tig old bitties.
We track the land.
Tig old bitties.
Like my balls.
Tig old bitties.
Real big.
Tig old bitties.
Oh my god.
Tig old bitties.
Tig old bitties.
already. Stain on my shirt, mom's spaghetti. I pick her up and I'm pretty sure that she let me motorboat like. I try to grab a beer once we get to school. She said,
no touching, that's the rule.
Principal walks up on the scene.
It's time to announce prom king and queen. Your favorite Martian and Tig Ol' Bitty. Congratulations to you both on winning.
Time slowed down and she jumped for joy. Then out of her dress jumped something more. Tissues flew and rained from the sky. Oh my god, you stuffed your shirt. Your favorite Martian in a world of hurt. Oh, fake old biddies. Wow.
Fake old biddies.
He's breaking my heart with.
Fake old biddies.
He's crushing my dreams with.
Fake old biddies.
I can't believe it.
Fake old biddies.
You really suck.
Fake old biddies.
I can't believe you would do that.
Fake old biddies.
Why would you do that when you're just trying to get everyone's attention? Those aren't boobs. They're lies. Lies, I tell you. But, you know, it's down to make out if you want to come back with me. You know what? Never mind.
And we're back. Some big old titties.
Big old titties. Shit's awesome.
I just think it's funny how we have that, and then we have the Asian version of Call Me Maybe on the soundboard, and then we have Make Poop.
Shit's hilarious.
And of course, we got a track called Stuff Your Stocking by Hypergrind. Definitely, it's definitely an interesting track. Considering the fact it's too much about someone shoving their dick up a chick's fucking ass.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, man, I really do think Gil G died. He's not here yet. Still, shockingly enough. So, I say we go old school one more time, man. Let's go with.
Yeah, and I've set up and torn out this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight minivans, and all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I play their game. And had to scream my name. I will show no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause. And I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben David slacks. 30 packs of stroll, 30 packs of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flow. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift to gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab and not critic fat. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum, selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill, it wanna
Probably same thing we're doing tonight, just playing music.
Probably just tune in tomorrow, I'm getting hella sleepy. Gotta get up too. Ah, cool. Hey, I gotta make money and shit.
Yeah, join the club, man. I've been to work in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's all good, though. I'm enjoying my quote-unquote vacation.
I bet.
But it's not as fun as actually being at work and talking shit on my bosses.
I bet.
Oh, I mean, seriously, man, me and my coworkers, a couple of my coworkers, we'll go on break. We'll go have a cigarette. I'll be, away from the fucking bosses, and we'll just start talking shit, on each of our bosses, in each department. They got this one dude named Eduardo, who looks like a fucking retard.
Oh, really?
I don't know what the fuck he is. I think he's like Dominican or fucking some bullshit. With a fucking goatee and a fucking faux hawk. Looking retarded as all shit.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Like, goddammit. He's like a real true fucking asshole, too. Like, nobody there likes him.
Okay.
I mean, we're all convinced that, even though he says he's straight, we're all convinced that he's gay as a motherfucker.
Yeah. Hiding some shit.
Yeah, it sounds like Justin Bieber. Fucking using Selena Gomez as a cover up. This dude's like a complete pure fucking asshole. Like, damn. And what it is, he's younger and he thinks he knows everything in the fucking world when he really doesn't.
I hate when people do that shit. Piss me off.
And it's like, just because you're a supervisor, you've been here longer, don't mean shit.
Those people deserve to die.
And you have no idea how much I would love to just drag them up to the fucking roof of the building and just push them off.
Hell yeah. People think they know shit, everything in the world. I'm like, shut up, bitch. You think you know shit, but you don't know everything. So you just shut the fuck up and just fucking die. Piss me off.
Oh, I think if he find out the truth about the store, I'm pretty sure he'd end up shitting his pants.
Yeah.
I'm serious about, like, you know, the fuck, like, the store I work at, like, where it's built over a fucking cemetery.
I bet. That should be hilarious.
Like, I mean, like, really, truly built over a fucking cemetery. I mean, like, pretty much like what they did was, they removed, like, all the fucking bodies that had markings, but, anybody that had no markings, they just left them there. So, right underneath that entire fucking building, there are bodies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, I wouldn't mind adding that motherfucker to the list of bodies that are underneath the fucking building. But, you know what? I've got a track here that I should definitely play. And it definitely relates to a fucking shitload of us.
Okay.
The fact that, you know, back in fucking school, you know, like, we all had that one fucking teacher, I guess me, you, and Ghetto Casey, you know, like, we all had that one fucking female teacher or fucking sub teacher that was as sexy as all fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. This is Van Halen with Hot for Teacher.
I think of all the education that I missed, but the
And Ghetto G has finally shown up. What's going up, Ghetto?
What the fuck's happening?
What the fuck is happening? Shit, man. I'm about to go fucking sleep.
Wow. You're having an exciting Saturday evening.
Yeah, I just fucking been working for the past 2 days.
You say working?
Yeah, just fucking taking this fucking ceiling off and replacing these fucking drywall. That's all we fucking doing. Go get that shit up.
Just wow. Chill's doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, shocking, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Hell yeah.
Because he's been complaining about him needing a job, and now he's, you know, doing some things.
Yeah.
So, chill, man. How would you like to hear Gil G here freak out about something?
What the hell?
So, Ghetto, man, Malicious Morbia wants an interview up on Juggalo Rider Radio.
Come on, man. You just setting me up for failure right now. I don't know, man. I ain't trying to interview Elvin and a Chipmunks.
Yeah.
That's a fucking no.
But I gotta say, that poll is actually doing a hell of a lot better in fucking all Juggalo chat than it is the JR Street Team page.
And you know how many of those people were actually going to tune in if one of those interviews happened?
All right, none.
Drum roll, please. Zero!
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, one of them that, you know, people voted on, well, decided to add their own, their shit out of luck.
Of course they added their own, man. I was going to add my own, too, but it wouldn't let me add you. I was gonna put your name on it.
But nah, man, because someone added Mushroom Head and I got like 3 votes.
Mushroom Head. We've already had fucking Mushroom Head, you fucktards.
I had mushrooms too.
No. It's a group, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're not talking, you know, the magic mushrooms.
Yeah. Talking about rock, man. My bad.
Shit. I mean, we may not have had all of them, but we had the lead singer of the group anyway.
Oh. Yeah, that's close enough. Let's see. We got 4 votes for Head PE that somebody decided to add into it.
Oh, my God, dude, that was in the last poll.
5 votes for Metallica, 2 votes for Anthrax, 2 votes for Megadeth, no votes for Slayer, and 1 vote for Motorhead.
No votes for Slayer? Wow, that's different.
Yeah.
And then Melissa's Warrior decided to comment saying that she wants an interview.
Well, she can say that. She can say whatever she wants.
Oh. I mean, you know, if she really wants an interview, she can go find a mirror, sit in front of the mirror, and interview herself.
Oh, come on, Havoc, how you going to be like, yeah, man, you know you listen to her.
Well, I mean, considering that, I believe we've already had an interview. I think we already had an interview with her one time before.
I have no idea. I wasn't here at that point if you did.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, I think most of the artists in fucking Rhode Island, Bogus Trizzy, Lil B, Moses Morbius, Big Juicy.
That dude's a complete asshole.
Never heard of him. It's hilarious.
what was the music video that he was in?
don't remember.
I just remember him. That was the last thing I remember him saying, was he was in a music video.
I think it was a music video. It's just hilarious.
I know, really, huh?
I'm really not quite sure why that's funny, but...
I don't know. I just never heard that Big Juicy. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, people got some interesting names coming up on here.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Mushroom Head, Big Juicy, all kinds of...
Mushroom Head. Really? You've never heard of Mushroom Head?
Nope. I thought y'all talking about fucking Scrooge.
Wow.
Well, shit, I probably don't... There's probably weird names out there that I probably don't even know yet.
Yeah, there's tons of names out there that are pretty fucking weird. Like the group called Anal Bleeding. Have you ever heard of them?
Hold on, Anal Bleeding.
They have a song called Smells Like Hot Shit.
That shit must be good, I guess.
No, man, that CD's absolutely terrible.
I don't wonder why they named it that.
It was literally hot shit. Because I found a song by them, that song right there entitled Smells Like Hot Shit. I thought it was all right, man. I checked it out, and I found the CD, listened to it. I was like, this fucking sucks. So I tried to return it, and you know, they was like, you can't return it. I was like, this shit fucking sucks. And they wouldn't take it back. So I had to go trade it in somewhere else for, like, less than what I would have gotten from over there.
Fucking crazy.
I'm sure Havoc could list off a bunch of fucking fucked up band names that he knows of.
But I probably could.
Okay. Go ahead, man.
Like that one band I used to get with you two last night.
Okay, what was that, Havoc?
At Night They Return with their smash hit Raped by Bears.
Raped by Bears. People get raped by bears, though. What the fuck? Oh, bears raping people now. What the fuck has this
now, was it bears raping people, or was it David dressed as a bear raping people?
Oh, shit. That would be fucking...
So would that be considered rape or bestiality?
Oh, no. I think it would be bestiality.
What the fuck is he listening to?
I am listening to That Metal Show on VH1 Classic.
Oh no, not That Metal Show.
Who's on Anal Bleeding?
I don't think that's gonna be on Classic, man. You see what happens when Havoc doesn't go to work?
Yeah, we just talking about that too. We just talking about fucked up.
Yeah.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I think what we should do is one of these days is do a Stomp That Ghetto, where people ask Ghetto G random questions, and if Ghetto G does not know the answer, he must add them and go on a date with them.
You mean add them? Add them to what?
there's your
first mistake. I can't add people.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Ghetto. They'll send you the friend request.
Now, where did you get this idea from? What?
From that metal show.
Because you seem... The what?
From that metal show.
That's one hell of a title right there.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, people can ask me questions. I don't know everything in the world, so...
Well, in that case, you know, I should tag you into that one conversation that this one bitch fucking started up in.
No,
I'll even tag Chill into it, too.
Man, it doesn't affect Chill because he's never online.
Well, check it out. Here it is from Jerrica Smith. She needs advice. Apparently,
go fuck yourself. Oh.
Let's see, she goes, I haven't had a period since the miscarriage from around 3 years ago almost, and I had been sexually active, but I don't have other prego symptoms other than weight gain, milk, left breast, not a lot, but a little, and severe lower back pain, and gassy. But that's it. I'm going to find out Monday. Going to get tested to find out. But the Zoloft, propanprol, and trazodone cause these symptoms. They were not listed as possible side effects.
Grab me some Kool-Aid, an inflatable raft, and meet me at the ocean.
Sorry. Sorry. That she farts. I'll just say I made her pussy fart. That's all it is.
What?
She said, I'll hit her pussy, make her fart, and just say her pussy just farted. Easy as that. It's like you didn't fart, bitch, your pussy did.
Are you saying she hasn't gotten her period because her pussy farts?
No, I saw it. And I'll make her fart, and I'll just say her vagina farted. So she claiming gas. So I just made you fart.
This is going nowhere, Jill. You realize that?
Yeah.
All right, just as long as you realize that this conversation is going nowhere.
This fool's just like, what, every day, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, he loves those sounds of the computer.
Right, jacks off to it. Do-do-do-do-do.
Man, I turn all those fucking sounds off, man, I can't stand that shit. Unless it's like some music playing or something, man, you know, I got everything turned off.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. So what's tomorrow night, yeah?
What's tomorrow? That's Sunday.
No, tomorrow night.
It's the day of rest. You know, that's a day where you're supposed to relax. It's the Lord's Day.
No, me, I don't go to church.
I don't either.
Well, I probably haven't been to church since I was like 16, 17. I don't know. It's been a while.
The only time I pray is when I put my hands together and put it in the air, wave it like I just don't care.
This poor child is quoting twisted lyrics. It's kind of like my sister, man. Everything got to do with song lyrics.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Yeah, everything she fucking says, man. She got fucking something to say about it. Any fucking word that you got to say, man, will become a song.
Watch your course.
What? I like how Chill says something, we don't understand him, and he laughs.
What?
No, no, right?
Butter course.
Butter course. Butter course.
Butcher course, yeah. Of course. Saying, but of course. I'm just saying butcher course.
Oh. Oh, you're making a funny.
Yeah. Making a funny, yeah.
It's making a funny that nobody could hear.
I'm post that shit on my Facebook when I get
Do it. See how many likes you get.
I hate, like, fucking the next day, like, 5 million and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
If you don't get 10 likes, you should probably kill yourself.
Yep. I'm gonna give you a gun. Probably fucking just free fall with no parachute.
Chill was free fall.
Oh, yeah. But I don't have a fucking parachute because I didn't get no likes. So I just jumped out of play. So I started scratching parachute. Oh shit. Oh well. I meant to do that.
I meant to smack the ground.
Hey, right. I meant to smack the ground and die.
Only you see that in like subtitles or something because he's dead.
I put a sign on my back like no parachute or some shit like that.
Did I do that?
Did I do that? Splat out of the concrete? Crashing so it's fucking frozen shit. Like the honor fucking
swerved up, been around, now I'm somehow flying.
I like
giving another chance to live. Fuck dying. Fuck dying.
I'm crawling like a spider inside of my mind. That's just fucking dope.
Jump! Are you telling him to jump?
Shit, yeah.
Man, that's something we'd be doing. Jump!
That's what I would do out of a plane.
Chill would be up on the boot and I'd be like, jump!
All right. I'm gonna try to dive that glass of Pego.
You missed. You missed the fucking glass.
Broken my neck and my fucking ass. So I tried.
Did you just say right back in his fucking ass?
I broke my neck and busted my fucking ass.
I don't know what the hell Havoc's hearing over there. He's too busy with that metal show.
Yeah, buddy.
Anal bleed.
And then he says, yeah, buddy.
Anal bleed.
We'll just call him. We'll call him Paulie H. Or Havoc D.
Well, I'm not black, so I can't do Flavor Flav.
And there's already a Flavor Flav.
I'm hungry and hungover. Thinking about going to McDonald's. That shit's hilarious. That nigga all just.
Oh, here he goes again, man. just hit play on that song.
Right. But da da da. I'm loving it. Oh,
yeah, I can't even believe he did that in that song.
It's like 10 billion stars.
Fucking singing the McDonald's shit.
Da 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 da. I'm loving it.
Wait. Which one does he want to hear?
You know what he wants to hear.
Get high. And get high. Feels like my first time.
Well, Ghetto, I never know what the hell he wants to hear. It sounds like he's always singing different songs at random times.
Okay, here, I'll give you a hint. It's a song that you didn't have the other day.
It's one of them days I don't give a fuck.
the one by Ludacris.
The fuck? No.
You got a little right, but Chris wrong.
He didn't say little anything. He said Luda.
Luda. Oh. I always get that shit mixed up. Little Chris. Fuck you, Luda. Fuck that one.
Just because his name is Chris, I mean.
But that's ludicrous. Everyone got the little this, little that. It's like, goddamn, y'all using little too much. Yeah, ludicrous. Everyone
so you're going to press play, or are you just going to let Chill keep rambling on?
Yeah.
I'm going to let him keep rambling on until I find it. Since I don't have it uploaded to the soundboard. Unless
it was
you did
just
it already.
On the soundboard, man. What the fuck? I saw it.
Eat Molly Bada Grab. Eat Molly Bada.
See, you, man, that CD right there was made just for Chew. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm going to go to McDonald's and eat some mollies.
Follow my boss and put this pistol in his mouth. Kill his children if he ever made.
He's going to be the next person that's robbing McDonald's.
Over 10 billion served. I'm robbing it.
I'm robbing it. There you go.
All right, let me re-upload Ludacris to the soundboard.
No, we don't want that song.
I thought it was Lil White.
What the fuck are you doing?
I think he's thinking of Ludacris.
Stop thinking about Ludacris.
He's like, shit, Ludacris the shit right thinking. He's got something to his metal shit. They got brainwashing him into listening to Ludacris.
We want Lil White.
How the hell does fucking metal bands make people confused and make them want to play Ludacris? That's fucking weird now.
Yeah, I think Havoc was actually raped by bears. Come on, man.
Oh,
put the
shit. That's fucking... All right, cool. He was my fuck.
Slacking like a motherfucker.
Damn. That's not cool.
Okay, you want Lil White up? all we do get fucked up.
We just smoke and get high.
Come on, motherfucker, play. I don't give a fuck, man. Your listeners want to hear. You only got 4 minutes left.
But I'm not seeing. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Sure.
How many times you gonna delete it? Come on.
Damn.
I Lil White, right?
Yeah, it's there, it. Man. I saw it.
He deleted it. Wow.
That obviously is Shake and Bake. Break the
Shake
knob.
And Bake.
Shit, I got the whole CD. I'll just fucking put that on. I'll just put it on.
Fuck it, man. Let's play some Shake and Bake. Freaking Bobby, Shake and Bake.
Bobby, Shake and Bake. Break and Bake.
Fixious Entertainment. Crash Out Music. A Gang. It go one for the money. It go one for the money and two for the show. Yeah, it go one for the money and two for the chase. Come on!
I said one for the money, one and two for the chase. The money coming fast like a NASCAR race. Ricky Bobby shaking bait, Ricky Bobby shaking bait, Ricky Bobby shaking bait, Ricky Bobby shaking bait. Embrace it, man. Go harder than I ever have. I get money every day like a stock exchange. I love that money like Ricky Bobby, and I'm all against the press like taking bait. And I'm about to do whatever it takes to get more cake and eat it too. I'm leading you to the finish line like New George supplies and Eagle food. Trying to keep up with me and Jelly Roll is almost impossible. Don't try it, boo. Gotta keep it real for the folks who don't know we are beasts and what we fucking do. One for the money, two for the show, three for the whole, four for the draw and blow. It's Lil White and I'm mouth this bitch. Now hit him with the motherfucking hook, Jelly Roll. Movie. Tell them all the money, one, two for the chase. No money coming fast like a NASCAR race.
you're last. If you ain't first, you're last. Yeah!
Walking in front because I was looking for that's the title track saying I don't give a fuck. That is a video that even children might like. By Workaholic.
Even my mama, she been tripping lately. I don't give a fuck. It's one of them days.
And we're back. What the fuck are you laughing about?
I'm saying I gotta go.
He's laughing at you and your.
Goddamn. Niggas, Mr. Fucking Popular on Facebook.
Yeah, he actually talks to people, unlike us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't want to talk to anybody on the internet.
They don't want to talk to me, but why the fuck should I want to talk to you?
Exactly, man. Nobody wants to fucking talk to me.
Yeah, I know how that is. But fuck it, I'm just fucking browsers and shit, I'll play some fucking game.
That wasn't that funny.
I'm just being honest. I didn't know that.
What do you mean, have fun? Why are you laughing like an idiot?
I'm laughing like an idiot.
What?
Well, Gary, you just got tagged, that's why.
Why'd you tag me in something?
This is all I'm tagging on.
How do you stop that shit? I don't want to be tagged in things.
That's why I'm like, people be tagging your ass to this shit that you don't want to be. You go out
or, like, you know, you comment on something, you just say something, and then you really don't want to follow that shit after, you know. Like the next comment. So then you gotta unfollow that because you don't give a shit about what other people have to say.
Alright.
Well, pretty much, I tagged you when it so that way you could give that chick advice about her period and shit like that.
Oh, what the fuck? I probably skimmed right past that in that chat. because I didn't care. I need advice. Skip. I'm about to kill myself. Skip. Where's all the sexy people at? Skip. Oh, I bet you that has a whole bunch of comments from David and the other bitch. Bears. Skip. Oh, that bitch look good. Like. Skip. That's the day in the life of the scroll through the newsfeed.
Anyways, I'm off this bitch.
So are you finally leaving now, or are you just going to continue to laugh here?
just sit there and laugh.
Whoop.
I do.
Goodbye, chill.
Alright, bye.
Of course he leaves.
He fucking leaves and he laughs while he's leaving.
He's laughing like an idiot.
Man. I think it's funny. I still have not been to sleep yet.
Since yesterday?
Yeah.
Why?
Remember, I had like 7 things of coffee this morning. I guess I'm on whatever the fuck was at 5 a.m. And I had like the last 4.
So what the fuck you been doing all day?
Okay, walking around my house.
that sounds exciting.
Well, between that and watching that metal show, watching Rugrats.
Seems like you had an eventful day.
Yeah, well, it was. I'm just
I paced around my house with the sugar jitters, and I sat down and watched the Rugrats. That sounds like a hell of a day.
You know what? At least I didn't pull an echo.
What might that be? Get drugged up and go lay on the beach? Like, what is that in the system?
Oh, no, what I mean is the fact that one day she had like a shitload of Red Bulls and she was walking around in circles in my living room. Like, all she was doing, walking around the couch over and over.
I swear this story changes every time you tell me. I swear you always change the type of sugar that it is.
No. With
like,
her,
it's like either it's like the Pixie Sticks or some shit. Then it was like Red Bull.
Oh.
Then it was those little dip thingies.
All I know is that bitch was hyper as all fuck while walking around my damn fucking living room in a damn circle.
It's kind of what like my dog does.
I was almost tempted to pat her on the head and be like, good girl, good girl.
Shut up.
And then put a fucking collar on her neck. Put a fucking leash on her and just fucking...
Well, then things will become weird.
Take her for a walk. And then just fucking leave, and then just leave her.
You know, people are really into things like that.
Yeah. The weird, creepy motherfuckers. Like our former co-host.
Who? Obsolete?
No, not him. Obsolete. I'm talking about PK! The wannabe juggalo going to every juggalo station.
Yeah, he probably wasn't the shit like that. He did, like, dark basements.
Exactly. And more than likely, fucking...
Although, I think he might be into, like, incest, too. But... that's besides the point.
Yeah. Hey, see, with Echo... If I wanted to fuck her, that wouldn't be a problem. Because I mean, she's not blood or anything like that. Just adopted her as a fucking sister.
Oh, so you're like that old lady on the internet you were telling me about. She takes people as sons and then she fucks them and shit.
Well, I don't think she fucks them. No.
Man, I'm sure she does. Seems like it. What do you mean you showed him your tits? He only fucks me. Like, what the hell? You know, shit like it.
Oh, man, that'd be funny.
I don't know, man. You talk to some strange fucking people on the internet.
Don't we all?
Well, if I end up talking to weird people, I usually... don't continue the conversation.
Yeah, like Tammy.
Well, there was one point I actually did talk to her a few times. I'm not saying I know what she was saying, but I talked to her.
Man, I'm probably end up getting a little fucking vehicle points today just because of the fact I'm watching Metal Mania.
OMG, Havoc. Not vehicle points.
OMG, Ghetto. Why are we talking like Valley Girl?
Like, oh my god. You know, we gotta talk like this for vehicle.
I don't think vehicle has anything to do with Valley Girl.
No, but it has a stupid name.
Oh, man, I didn't name it. What the fuck came up with it, made it?
Man, I sure hope you didn't name it, because then you would be the idiot. The funny thing is, they came up with a stupid name for it, but people still buy it and download it or whatever.
Yeah, because you get fucking points for it, man, and those points end up being worth stuff.
Well, I'll make something you could download and say that you get points, but I won't really give you any points. It'll say you have points, but you really don't have any points.
I mean, like here, 500 points, enter for a chance to win an Xbox 360 and a Madden NFL 25.
25?
Yeah.
The fuck? What do you mean 25? Madden 25?
Madden NFL 25.
That doesn't make any sense.
Let's see. Madden NFL.
Shouldn't it be 15? 14? Whatever year it is.
Let's see. Nope, it's 25.
And why is it named 25?
Let's see. blah 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 blah. Don't know.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah, you can read all about this yourself.
No, don't fucking send it to me.
But, yeah, man, let's see what else you can win here. You can also win, let's see, for 9,000 points, you can get DirecTV.
Gay. Nobody wants DirecTV.
Oh, it's $5.99 DirecTV movie money certificate. 30,000 points for,
aren't you gonna have to have DirecTV for that to happen though?
Oh yeah, but yeah. It's like 30,000 points you get. Fandango movie ticket.
Oh, see, now he's giving away movie tickets now.
Valued at $15.
You only get $15?
Yeah.
That's enough to take one person to the movies.
$14,500 points to get the Hulu Plus.
Wait, hold on. How many points did you say? 3,000 points for $15?
No, 30,000 points.
30,000 points for $15.
Yep.
That's fucking gay.
See what we got.
At least give you like $100 or something.
Yeah, you think, but no.
$15, man. You're gonna take yourself to the movie.
Yeah, I would.
Cause you ain't gonna have enough for other people.
Fuck the other people.
What? Are you the creepy guy? Are you the creepy guy in a trench coat that sits in the back?
Fuck no.
In a little kid's movie?
No, that would be, what's his name? Chris Penlon.
Someone wouldn't surprise me.
I don't think it'd surprise anybody. Let's see. I guess they got rid of the discount for fucking homie topic.
Say homie tacos.
Homie topic.
Oh, homie topic.
Fuck homie tacos. What the fuck is that?
I don't fucking know.
Let's see. I have to go for dining. Pleasures. You get 3,000 points to get a free dessert with purchase of an individual meal. Carvel ice cream. Buy one, get one free.
Oh, great. You tagged me in this shit. You know, that dumb bitch just jumped on here. That Andrea bitch. God damn it. She thinks she's funny, but she's not funny.
Well, I mean, you know, she does get advice from a raccoon.
He said, I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah, the funny thing is, the Andrew bitch, I actually fucking liked that. Actually liked my fucking comment.
Of course she did. She's a fucking moron.
Oh, duh. I mean, if you didn't notice.
And then the next girl after you says, I just threw up in my mouth from this guy starting shit. That's awesome. You should go on that picture that girl right there posted earlier of some bitch's ass and be like, respect squad.
Yeah, apparently according to fucking Andrea, raccoon is the best place to ask for medical advice.
Are we talking like Resident Evil?
Yeah, that or fucking
Raccoon City.
Or an actual animal.
Well, that would just be stupid.
Yeah, that's for.
That's what she always does, but apparently that's not working very well. She said protein, but she meant to say pigeon. How's that even close?
Oh, I don't know.
Pigeons don't go cuckoo.
Well, which bird goes cuckoo?
The bird that comes out of the fucking clock.
Cuckoo.
Sure as fuck ain't a pigeon though. They go, what do they sound like? More like, whoo, whoo. There's some shit.
That sounds more like an owl.
No. Owls go, whoo,
whoo. What the fuck are we making bird noises?
Well, you told me I was going to go fucking bark at the moon. Here I am making owl noises. Close enough. Okay, y'all are just fuck faces.
You know what? I'm gonna like.
Because I don't have insurance or the money. Which makes anyone feel better. Blah, 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 blah. We don't put your business on. Yeah, fuck you. Asking for medical advice in the Facebook group. Yeah, that's always a smart thing to do.
Oh, man. Yeah, go to a free clinic.
Don't What's your advice? Wow, I'm finally to where you tagged me in.
Well, what's your advice for her?
I don't fucking know.
It was a bomb, my arm! Ah!
Hey, that's the title of the song that, of the video that they're playing right now on VH1 Classic. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I don't want pancakes.
So what the fuck does that mean?
Maybe I'm going to eat some pancakes and then go to sleep.
Maybe you'll go to sleep in your pancakes.
And that would be the best sleep I ever had in my life.
Now that would be a sticky situation.
Peace, bird boy.